Well, back in 2015, the Holy Father, Pope Francis, released one of his first encyclicals, Laudato Si, Care for Our Common Home. Basically, in the encyclical, Pope Francis is asking us, what are we doing to take care of the world we live in, both from an environmental and humanistic standpoint? Recently in the Catholic Sentinel newspaper, Sister Joan Spearing, a sister of the Good Shepherd here in Portland, wrote an article asking that question, what are we doing as a Catholic community to respond to Pope Francis' call to care for our planet? Well, we're pleased to welcome Sister Joan to the Morning Blend to talk about her article and ways we can respond to Laudato Si. Sister, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
You're welcome. It's good to be here.
You know, when I first read your article, you know, it really resonated with me, not only from your overall theme, but it also made me think of what more can I do to answer this call of Laudato Si. And of course, living in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, it does really resonate with me because we live in such a beautiful part of the country. What got you passionate about this topic?
Well, what really got me passionate about it was way before Laudato Si, growing up on a farm out in North Plains and knowing without being told that our lives depended on the earth and the care for the earth. So that's what got me going on it.
Yeah, and again, we do live in such a beautiful part of the country. I think just from a standpoint of looking out in the trees and the beautiful rivers, I guess for my opinion is, how can you not have that feeling about wanting to take care of our creation?
Right. It does seem like it's hardly possible not to have that feeling, but it seems like maybe a number of people really don't have it, because what I've noticed now that I'm living back in, well, actually Portland, is how many people treat it like their garbage can.
When you see some of the things that are going on around and you wonder to yourself, why do we do this? Why do we do this to the planet? But you think about Pope Francis, and obviously he's in Italy at the Vatican, yet he has this overall theme. So talk about just when you read Laudato Si, what that meant to you.
Well, actually, the first part of Laudato Si, you might say, really got me going. When Pope Francis talked about the earth and how we treat it and how it's like the abused person on the side of the road that the Good Samaritan finds, and I thought, yes, that's what I'm experiencing. That is not what I experienced growing up, but that is what I'm experiencing now, and I want to do something about it. And I was so excited that he wrote this. And actually, even prior to that, and this was before I lived in Oregon, I was very, very excited and taken by what the Northwest Catholic bishops did in, let's see, what was that, like 1999 or somewhere in there? Anyway, when they wrote the Columbia River Pastoral, but it wasn't just they wrote it, it was the way they got to doing it, which was hearing sessions along the Columbia River. And I'm totally passionate about the Columbia River because my grandfather used to take me fishing on the Columbia River.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, again, just another beautiful area that we live in this part of the country, the Columbia River, and so many, the mountains, the streams. And again, it brings that passion about wanting to care for creation. And when we talk about care for creation too, it's certainly there's the environmental aspects of it, but there's also, as I mentioned, the humanistic aspects of it as well, and taking care of people. And I'm sure you see that as part of this.
Yes. Yes, I definitely do. The taking care of people is equally important. I mean, it all goes together. And as Pope Francis repeats, it's all connected. It's all connected. Now that I live in Portland, one of the things that I do on a weekly basis is in connection with Adopt One Block, and it's picking up litter. And what I see, not only are the litter that I'm picking up, but I see people who are, you know, camped out. I see people who are tweaking on drugs, and I'm like, you know, these are real people. I care about them. I feel overwhelmed by their situation, but we need to do something about this.
We're speaking with Sister Joan Spearing. She is a sister of the Good Shepherd here in Portland. She recently wrote an article on the Catholic Sentinel newspaper about Pope Francis, Laudato Si, and how we can help care for creation. And there are some parishes out there that are doing some things, and I like that you mentioned them. And I don't know if you have any lists in front of you, but maybe you can talk about some of the things that you're seeing at some of the parishes that are being helpful.
Well, what I wrote about in my article was about a group of parishioners in, actually, I didn't name the parish at the time, but it's St. Mary's by the Sea, which is a very, very small parish in Rockaway Beach, Oregon. And a group of parishioners there for years now have supported a school in rural Uganda. And these girls that go to this school are from very, very small villages and really from poverty situations. And they wouldn't be going to school if it weren't for the tuition funds that people are providing. And then recently, they also provided a water filtration system because these girls, you know, didn't have access to clean drinking water.
No, what a beautiful program to help that way. So, Sister, you have some great ideas about how we can get started with Laudato Si, things we can do. And one of the things you talk about is just to make time to be silent and start humbly within your own hearts.
Yes, I did. And, you know, like myself, I feel that many of people, particularly since the COVID times, you know, being on many, many Zoom calls and all kinds of invitations to join webinars and so on, we are awash in words. And it takes a time of listening, deep listening, to allow something to surface that maybe is calling us to care about it, to extend ourselves. So, yeah, I think that's a great place
to
start.
No, that is wonderful. And the other thing, too, that you mentioned here that I really love is just go out and discover what you love and want to protect.
Yeah, because, you know, for everybody, it's going to be something different. And it might be, you know, people who really love sports. Okay, so maybe people want to protect, you know, the integrity of a certain sports team or game or something like that.
Yeah.
And given what's been happening, you know, with the weather and everything else and the protections that have to happen for players, if they really love it, they're going to look into that and see, okay, what's at the bottom of that? What's going on? And how can I be a part of helping this to continue to be better and help both people and the earth?
Oh, it's beautiful. And the other thing you talk about, too, is listen to other people, understand where they're coming from, and not to be convincing, but to work together is such an important aspect.
Right. I've made some mistakes on that myself, and which is why I put that on there.
Yes, sure, we all have.
Because I've been passionate about care for the earth for kind of a long time, and I've kind of started out, you know, sort of trying to convince people, and it doesn't work.
Yes.
So, I've found out it's better to listen and just state what you believe and act what you believe and let it go at that, because the harder you push, the more resistance you're going to get.
I think it usually works that way, that's for sure. Again, we're talking with Sister Joan Spearing of Sisters of the Good Shepherd here in Portland as she talks about how we can put Laudato Si in our heart, care for creation. Mm-hmm. Well, Sister, there's so much we could talk about here. Again, I recommend folks, if they'd like, to go to the Catholic Sentinel on the website there, and they can find your story, find your article. It's very good. But I know I just really appreciate talking with you and having you on with Mater Dei Radio. And I know we'll do this again as we move forward. But thank you again so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, David. It's really been wonderful talking with you. And my hope is that many people, not just through what I've said in this little article, but many people, particularly in our archdiocese, like somehow get into this and realize how important it is.
Absolutely.
So, thank you.
Well, thanks for writing the story, Sister Joan Spearing. Thank you again, Sister. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.